From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At least 15 Jewish settlers were arrested today during a confrontation with Israeli soldiers and police at an illegal settlement outpost in the West Bank. It is the first occupied outpost to be dismantled under the terms of the new U.S.-backed Roadmap to Peace. And it occurred just one day before Secretary of State Colin Powell arrives for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Pro-settler activist Nadia Matar says Sharon has caved into pressure from Washington and Europe, but the settlers, she says, will not.
Every time Jews are taken out of their homes, we will build 10 more homes in reactions. We will come back and come back. This has been going on for 35 years. Let's face it, the entire world does not care about those small outposts with a tent or two.
For many Israelis, the notion of an unauthorized settlement outpost is a murky one. But behind the dramatic clashes in the West Bank, a larger battle is being waged to transform these clusters of caravans into settlements that are legally sanctioned by the State of Israel, if not the rest of the world. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The symbolically wrenching sight of Israeli soldiers wrestling with teenage settlers at Mitzpeh Yitzhar, south of Nablus, is important for Sharon because it allows him to tell Colin Powell that he's beginning to take the tough decisions needed to move the peace process forward. But while soldiers struggle to take down a few tents and makeshift huts, pro-settler advocates are working behind the scenes to gain legal status under Israeli law for many of the outposts built in the last 2 years. Dror Etkes, head of Peace Now's Settlement Watch Group, says instead of Mitzpeh Yitzhar, people should be looking at an outpost such as Migron, near Ramallah. Without attracting much attention, Migron has accumulated dozens of families, a kindergarten, and homes hooked up to the power grid and water system at Israeli taxpayer expense. It's also in the process of gaining legal status through a series of land use and zoning decisions that the public never sees. Etkes says under international law, all settlements in the West Bank and Gaza are illegal, but the distinction in Israeli law could throw a wrench into the peace efforts.
I guess it's quite simple what they're trying to do, and that is to integrate it legally, as much outpost settlements as they can, in order to later on, not to dismantle them.
Phase 1 of the 3-year roadmap to peace simply calls on Israel to remove all settlements built since March 2001, when Sharon assumed power. Peace Now estimates there are 60 such settlements, but pro-settler attorney Yossi Fuchs says if all goes well, Sharon won't be able to touch most of them. Fuchs doesn't accept the view that all Jewish settlements are illegal under international law. He says the land in question is in dispute, and Israel has a claim it can defend. But his immediate concern is to legalize the outposts, because at that point he believes it would take an act of parliament to uproot them.
In my opinion, the only thing Sharon can do today, legally, is to whatever isn't legal to take out, which is not much. And that's what I'm saying.
Yehezkel Line at Bet Salem, the Israeli human rights organization, says the secrecy surrounding the numbers of outposts and their status is no accident. It took him over a year to obtain data for his latest report on settlements. Line says the settlers would prefer to have the world think it's a few zealous individuals seizing this land on their own initiative, when in fact most settlements require the deep and ongoing cooperation of the government and the Israeli Defense Force.
You need to have the cooperation of the civil administration, which is a body controlled by the IDF. You need to have the approval of the court, and the court has to say, well, we will not intervene. So there is a very sophisticated machinery that is behind this enterprise that is called the outposts.
Thus far, Sharon has left that machinery untouched, and Israeli officials say he may not have to if the Palestinians can't live up to their obligation to end the violence. With another suicide bombing today that claimed the life of a 63-year-old Israeli shop owner, officials say Sharon can expect to tell Colin Powell tomorrow that it's now the Palestinians' turn to take a painful step toward peace. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, on the West Bank.